It is in this experience of complete suffering that the Holy Spirit works many miraculous things deep within our soul. Wow, does that feel appropriate this morning again, right? In this condition, our entire being lies perfectly still under the hand of God. Every power and ability of the mind, will, and heart are at last submissive.
I mean, this is incredible to see how many times we can go through something so excruciating, so disappointing, and God gives life. Man, I tell you, I see what God is working for. And not only that, but I think of the need to count it all joy when you face trials of many kinds. For the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And perseverance must finish its work so that you will be mature and complete, lacking nothing.
Good morning again, my beautiful sweetheart. It's now 6:15, and I wish I would have waited a little longer to make you the first message until after I read September 10 evening. First of all, I smiled, even though I had just woken up out of bed, when I read your text about you having this remarkable peace that you knew could only be the grace of God, that you're not feeling any disappointment. And you're able to see how I felt all day yesterday. And I'm wondering if this is God having delivered us in our heart first before he delivers us in our circumstances. And I'm wondering if all these promises we've been seeing about the rest, the end of the fury of the oppressor, delighting in the richest affair, just all the things that we've been seeing about peace and rest and all that. And wow, sweetheart, to see you feel that way is remarkable. And I'm trying to be quiet because Tyler's probably still sleeping. It's early in the morning. I've got the air off so he can hear me a lot easier. But I was sitting here thinking about this, and I just woke up thinking, you know, is it possible some of God's promise to us is already happening, even though I haven't left? That is it like an internal blessing first? I mean, I've seen this happen many times where, oh, death, where is your sting? And we trusted Father and he's upholding us. Sweetheart, we should be really disappointed. If we were in the natural, we should be devastated. You know, 9/11, second one, come and gone, nothing. And yet we can't say that. We're both in this position of this grace as if we got what we asked for. Did September 11th really start our, you know, blessed rest, even though I haven't gotten there yet? I mean, wow. So I'm thinking about that. Then I read your text messages about you saying, honey, this is amazing. This can only be the grace of God. I'm not the least bit disappointed. And I'm looking at that going, wow. Okay, now listen to this. So you know who had told me, he had mentioned about this streams reading September 10th a couple of days ago. He's like, oh man, I thought of you. And I never read it. So this morning, I open up and I'm like, okay, let me just read and see, you know, what it says. I'm off a few days. When I read this, I'm like, oh my goodness, this is totally what I'm feeling right now. September 10th evening, the Lord will vindicate me. Psalm 138:8. There is a divine mystery in suffering. One that has a strange and supernatural power and has never been completely understood by human reasoning. Boy, I can say that's an amen and true. No one has ever developed a deep level of spirituality or holiness without experiencing a great deal of suffering. And this is true. all throughout Christian history, we see this. When a person who suffers reaches a point where he can be calm and carefree, inwardly smiling at his own suffering, and no longer asking God to be delivered from it, then the suffering has accomplished its blessed ministry. Perseverance has finished its work, James 1:4, and the pain of the crucifixion has begun to weave itself into a crown. Sweetheart, this is exactly what I feel like we are standing in right now. By the grace of Jesus Christ, may it be. Doesn't it feel like, notice how I said in previous recordings, we did it, we made it. We endured the suffering. And now look at how we feel on 9/11. I mean, sweetheart, honestly, what is the bigger miracle? The fact that we could go through this and me get there? The greater miracle is always not that God delivered you from the fire, but that he delivered you in the fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the martyrs who were burned at the stake. The greater miracle is that you can sing in that fire, not that God delivered you from it, that he delivers you in it. The writer writes, "It is in this experience of complete suffering that the Holy Spirit works many miraculous things deep within our soul." Wow, does that feel appropriate this morning again, right? In this condition, our entire being lies perfectly still under the hand of God. Every power and ability of the mind, will, and heart are at last submissive. A quietness of eternity settles into the entire soul, and finally, the mouth becomes quiet, having only a few words to say, and it stops crying out the words of Christ quoted on the cross, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" At this point, the person stops imagining castles in the sky and pursuing foolish ideas, and his reasoning becomes calm and relaxed, with all choices removed, because the only choice has now become the purpose of God. Isn't that exactly what we talked about yesterday, where I was explaining to you, I'm like, sweetheart, this is God's deal. Let him do with it as he sees fit. Remember how I was saying, I just feel so like, yes, God, you led us to believe this. Yes, God, what have you. Do whatever you want to do. Right now, as I look down, sweetheart, it says I have 7 hours and 15 minutes left in this book. 7:15, Micah 7:15. As in the days when he brought you out of Egypt, he will again display his wonders. You said in your recording last night, "Oh, honey, it's 9:10. And I laughed with you when you were chuckling about not being able to quote the verse right. And then saying, "I just Lisa Criswell'd that." And then you're like, "Yeah, you probably don't want me to put Criswell on that." But you're like, "It's too late, baby." Honey, I had just looked down at 8:28. You can see it's 8:41 in the recording now. I didn't say anything. I had looked down and saw 8:28, and just now my eyes went and looked. This passage, this paragraph ends with Romans 8:28. Yesterday's recording was me mentioning two Romans 8:28s. So anyhow, the funny thing is, the 7:15, that's the same type of scripture as the Job 9:10 that you couldn't remember to quote correctly. You silly goose. It is, he performs wonders that cannot be fathomed and miracles that cannot be counted. You got it close. You said, he performs miracles that cannot be fathomed and wonders that cannot be counted. You got it close, sweetheart, after you tried a couple times. Oh, you're so precious. So he says, also his emotions are weaned away from other people and things, becoming deadened so that nothing can hurt, offend, hinder, or get in his way. He can now let the circumstances be what they may and continue to seek only God and His will with the calm assurance that He is causing everything in the universe, whether good or bad, past or present, to work for the good to those who love Him. Can you believe it? I saw 8:28 looking down. I look up. I see it on the devotion. Oh, the blessings of absolute submission to Christ. What a blessing to lose our own strength, wisdom, plans, and desires, and to be where every ounce of our being becomes like a peaceful sea of Galilee under the omnipotent feet of Jesus. Honey, that is exactly the description of where we are at right now. And it no doubt started September 10. Sweetheart, I feel blessed of the Lord. The next thing says, the main thing is to suffer without becoming discouraged. Francois Fenelon. Wow. Oh my goodness gracious. The heart that serves and loves and clings hears everywhere the rush of angel wings. We are definitely in possession of the grace of Jesus Christ, sweetheart. We've been blessed of the Lord on 9/11. We've already received a 9/11 blessing. We both have testified that we went through the whole day, and your day only got better as you went through it. And by the worst part of the day, when it had come and gone, you're in this amazing grace. Thank you, Jesus Christ. A million thank yous, Lord. We've been kept, and we have been able to totally relax into your will and just say, oh God, you pointed us to believe that 9/11 was going to be a miracle day in our circumstances. But instead, Father, I believe it's a miracle day in our hearts. And we love you. And we rest in you. Oh my God in heaven, how I just begin to feel this rest. I feel rest right now. Thank you for the rest of heart. Thank you for blessing my wife. Thank you for blessing her sleep as she sleeps tonight. Thank you so much for this, Lord. We still long to see you put us together, but it's a calm, restful, expectant, restfully expectant hope. Not the whole, oh God, oh God, oh God, Father, it feels great to be here. Thank you. In Jesus' name, thank you. Sweetheart, I'm going to end it here. I'm amazed. I'm amazed. Wow, I could say so much more. I love you so much, babies. Love you so much, darling. Cannot wait to talk to you when you wake up and hear that you've had a wonderful night's rest and tell you about my time on the mountain. It's a beautiful morning. I'm going to go this morning. And I love you. Talk to you soon. Bye, gorgeous.
It is 7:37 in the morning on September 12th, 2022. And I want so bad, with God's help, to try to capture the experience that Lisa and I are having in our heart the day after what we once again believed, more so than any other previous dates, would be the day of deliverance in our circumstances. So as of right now, despite the fact that we've had these 21, and then there was another one added yesterday, 22 arrows pointing to 9/11, that, as one of my friends said, there's no way something can happen. And as Lisa said, there is no capacity for me to doubt that something is or has, or we will find out later, happened on 9/11. She says there's just no way. When you look at those 21 dates, even if you were an atheist, you would begin to go, whoa, okay, there's definitely something here that's outside of my realm of belief and faith as an atheist, and the faith that says the world is completely random, chaotic, there is no design, it's all random chance. So we stand here today, and to our knowledge, to our eyes, to our ears, there has been nothing that has changed in the circumstances that would in any way look like I have been delivered. But yesterday, all day, I had one of the most remarkable awarenesses of peace and rest and acquiescence to the Lord's will and timing by far that I've ever had in the face of a day we really hoped What makes it even more remarkable is the fact that this 9/11 day, we all were looking at this going, there is no way that God is not going to do something on this day. I mean, this is incredible. I mean, here it is, the day after I've posted episode 88, Astonishing Deliverance. And in that episode, I'm talking about discovering, you know, the fact that the bags and the tiny house delivery, these things were all done in 777 days, and then God connects them both, the delivery of the tiny house with the delivery of the bags. They're 9 months to the day apart. When you look at these kind of things, you see this total design. And in the last few days, I've been touching all of this. And I just told Lisa, I said, sweetheart, I've seen too much. I'm ruined. And when I said that, I clearly meant it, because even the day coming and gone hasn't touched me. I said, sweetheart, I don't care what we see with our eyes. The dates and times of 9/11 completely contradict the possibility of something not happening. This is true. It's like the arrows of heaven. It's like angels standing on the side of the road, the highway to heaven, and they're all pointing at 9/11. Believe, look, pay attention, notice the signs. You know, your redemption's drawing near. Something's going to happen on this day. And there again, when you just go into the recordings and you hear all the addition, you know, of things that we've discovered recently, and of course the bag story I just gave and all that, and you look at all these things, we are surrounded by a hedge of God's providence. I mean, there's some meaning to this that I think goes back to God saying, I'm making a banner in your life, a display of my power, a rallying point during times of attack, a solid ground for people to stand on in the face of uncertainty. You know, these birds are singing in unison to each other across the path from me. And it just sounds so beautiful. It's like they're showering me or covering me with a song. And I tell you what, I feel that in my heart. I say we are delivered. It's exactly like what happened after August 25th. We went into such terrible despair. That was the worst of days. And the next day we were laughing. This was even better. This was an inability to feel any sense of defeat. An inability to be even concerned about it. Like, I have no concern about it. Right now, where I'm at is I have absolute, complete rest. I would describe what I have as just such incredible rest. I woke up to a text from her saying, it's a picture of her, Bitmoji, laying underneath of a tree with her head, hands behind her head, just totally resting up against the tree. Very restful. And she's saying to me, sweetheart, this has got to be the grace of God. This is amazing. She says, I feel at complete rest and so completely accepting this, totally not feeling any disappointment. She said, this has never happened like this. She said, this has to be the grace of God. And we've been getting all these promises for peace. And I saw so many scriptures yesterday I wasn't even looking for, so many numbers saying, you know, all the same stuff. I'm going to deliver you. You'll be delivered. You're not going to be put to shame. You're going to have the rest. I'm going to take the yoke off of your necks. You're going to be, you know, just all these really wonderful promises. I just saw them yesterday. I just looked down on my phone. Boop, there it is. There it is. There it is. While I'm working. And I started thinking to myself, goodness gracious, while I'm laying in bed this morning, I thought, what if God has just ended our suffering? I saw it yesterday, 534. Go in peace, be freed from your suffering. Your faith has delivered you. I thought, what if God has delivered us in our hearts and not yet in our circumstances? Good morning. Hi. Oh my goodness, she's come right out on the trail. She's just not even afraid of me. Good morning. Hi there. I just turned right around and she's just right behind me. She was sneaking up on me and I just turned around at this part and she's just walking across the trail. Good morning, sweet deer. So anyhow, I have just been so thankful to look back and think, my goodness, what if God has literally delivered us? And it feels like we have been delivered. And then for me to get that witness from my wife, that is just amazing. That is just absolutely amazing that my wife would feel the same exact way. And she's never felt like this. And this is the biggest tree to fall from. Of all the trees for us to fall from, this one was built up the highest. 9/11 was stacked to the sky, Empire State Building. And as of right now, we fell from it. Now, to be fair, we also have believed, previous to my having this realization about, wow, I think we've been delivered. Maybe God is going to say to us that our torment is over, that we made it to 9/11. It's remarkable when I look back on a few episodes where I've started to feel a sense of completion. Maybe we did it. We showed God our faith. We've persevered. We've endured. And of course, we weren't yet there, but maybe we are there now. Maybe God has released us from this prison of hurt and pain and suffering and made our prison like a pleasant place right now. I feel fine. I can't wait to be with my wife, but I'm not pining. I'm not upset. I'm not concerned. I'm not mad at God. I'm totally relaxed. It's the grace of Jesus Christ. And I don't have what I want. And I just came across the biggest failure. I just fell off the biggest building of His providence. September 11, come and gone, no circumstances. And here I am still on Sugar Tree Trail, walking back and forth in my favorite little place. And this to me is amazing. I just am amazed by all this. And I'm so thankful. You know that the Holy Spirit is bearing you up. We should both be feeling devastated. We should both be feeling discouraged. We should both be feeling defeat. We should back be going, oh man, we're pushed way beyond faith, way beyond our limits, way past wit's end, on the stretching rack. It feels like we made it. I even told Lisa, I said, sweetheart, let's go all the way. All this past week, honey, let's give God everything we have for 9/11. I packed up my bags. I got everything ready. I mean, I packed everything. Got it all packed up, ready to go. Did everything that I believed He was telling me to do. Nothing happened. I said, let's be willing to go all the way to the point of death. This is what I told her. Told her in advance, and God has honored it. I said, let's go all the way to death, 9/11. And if it comes and goes, honey, and we die, we trust God to raise us up. He's the God of resurrection life. Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. I said, instead of holding back, the fear was going to be that we were going to hold back, that we would hold back something in reserve because of the fear of, oh my goodness, we've been here before. Our experience, the giant of Goliath, was standing there with all of those championship belts in the form of previous dates that had come and gone where we were defeated. And he was wearing all of them. And he's looking at us going, you don't believe that you're going to get out of my hands again, do you? And I said, honey, let's not look at him. Let's not look at the size of him. Let's keep our eyes on God. Let's do like God has told us. Let's remember well what He's done. See, if God delivered me right now, I would feel so much joy in my heart because I'm not crying out in desperation for God to deliver me anymore. I'm not, oh God, do what you said. We've already done all that. It feels like that's over. At least it's over for right now. And I would feel so beautiful because I would say, God, you delivered us in our heart before you delivered us in our circumstances. Once again, showing you can sing on the stake. You can dance in the fire. And that God can give you relief in your heart before He gives you circumstances. This is the internal grace. We haven't seen the external grace. I always have said, and my story proves over and over again, that the invisible internal grace is superior to the external visible. I still want to be with my wife. I still love her very much. But right now, God's given me freedom, and my wife freedom from the suffering and the pining and the waiting and the discouragement and the disappointment and the longing. It's like it's gone. How is that possible? That's resurrection life in the heart. Our hopes have been resurrected. Our discouragements have been resurrected. Our promises, our grace, our feelings, our emotions, our pining, it's all been resurrected to the praise of His holy name. I mean, this is incredible to see how many times we can go through something so excruciating, so disappointing, and God gives life. Man, I tell you, I see what God is working for. And not only that, but I think of the need to count it all joy when you face trials of many kinds. For the testing of your faith produces perseverance, and perseverance must finish its work so that you will be mature and complete, lacking nothing. When I read September 10th evening, Streams in the Desert, realizing I didn't read it on September 10th, I read it today on September 12th. And a friend of mine said, man, brother, I really thought of you when I read September 10th evening. When I read that today, I said, sweetheart, this is exactly where we're at. Where we are totally resting and no longer crying out, God, deliver us. My God, why have you forsaken us? We've already done that. We just did it a few weeks ago. I mean, this is incredible. I can't make a big enough deal out of this. This is so beautiful what God does. The internal invisible grace, poor yet making many rich, having nothing yet possessing everything, Paul says. This is what the grace of Jesus Christ is. David says, this is how I know you will be pleased with me, when you do not hand me over to my enemies. And I know that the Lord is pleased with Lisa and I right now. And it's funny that I told her, I said, oh, sweetheart, your message came in at 3:22. I mentioned it in the recording this morning. You are my son and daughter, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased. I believe that God is testifying in my heart right now and in Lisa's heart that he's pleased with us. We have obeyed him and we have suffered for him, and he's so beautiful. I'm so thankful for my father. I'm so thankful for his grace. Oh, I'm so thankful for his grace. Oh, man. He's kept my wife. I mean, he's given us a double blessing. This may be the deliverance of 9/11 right here. This amazing grace that feels like we were delivered in our circumstances, even though we weren't. To hear my wife laughing this morning in her recording and joking about her, you know, messing up a word or what have you, it was so amazing to me. This is, she fell off of, like, you know, the Empire State Building, 9/11. 9/11 was built up to be such a huge tower of providence, and you could say we fell off of it yesterday. It came to nothing by what we see with our eyes. But to hear her laughing after having fallen off, that can only be the grace of Jesus Christ. And so it's incredible how just a few days ago I told her, sweetheart, I told her the story of Petra, the first known female martyr for Jesus Christ. And I was explaining to her these stories about these martyrs who have been killed, and they were able to sing in the fire. They were able to lay down on a hot bed of coals as if they were taking a rest. And I told the story of Petra being hit by the bull, knocked 20 feet up in the air, and she got up and dusted herself off as if nothing had happened to her, right in front of everybody. And then to kill her, they had to have a Roman soldier kill her, and he was so nervous about doing it, she had to guide his blade into her stomach. That is the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, to be able to stand alive in the midst of death, to be able to stand fearless in the midst of terrifying circumstances, terrible disappointments. That is the grace of Jesus Christ. And all I can think of right now is, I'm in possession of something sweet and something wonderful. God, help me to not do anything to lose this. This is incredible. So Lisa and I are experiencing a bit like what a Petra or the martyrs experienced, where you get hit, you get put in the fire, you get made to sit in the bronze hot chair. You know, they smash your fingers, whatever it is, and you can still go through it and be joyful because of a grace that God can give you. I'm not saying that every martyr went through without screaming or being, you know, hurt and pain and all that stuff, any more than you can look at my story and not hear me crying out, God, why are you not delivering us, you know, type of thing, in a moment. But if you persevere, it feels like that's what's happened, that we've persevered, and the perseverance has finished its work. It feels like we are mature and complete, lacking nothing now. And I don't mean that we are suddenly, you know, like exactly like Jesus. I just mean that this particular suffering, this particular season, this particular work feels complete. And God is showing, I can bless you in your heart and in your spirit, where even when your circumstances fail, you can stand up in it. It's again a testimony to the heavenly reality of the Christian life and how he has blessed us with spiritual blessings in the heavenly realm. every spiritual blessing, not temporal blessings. As an example, how amazing is it that I posted up the recording yesterday about Sister so-and-so being led to give us the 174,000 US. And yet, here I am. I received that notification from her on the 7th of June. The 7th of September was 3 months. And so now we are 3 months and 5 days later. And we still never received the money, but we feel as if we have it. I don't need it. We don't think about it. We haven't talked about it. I haven't mentioned it to her. And I told Lisa yesterday, she said, has Sister mentioned, you know, the bank or the finances anymore at all? And I said, no, honey, she hasn't, not for a long time. And I said, and I'm not going to mention it either. So as of right now, she could have totally changed her mind. And I just put up a recording yesterday saying that she's given us this, and she has told us as much, that this is your money that now is parked in my account, and I want it out. It belongs to you. She says, it's already like, it already belongs to you. We just have to wait for God's timing and all that, and we are. We're totally restful about it, but she has not mentioned it now for, goodness gracious, it's been well over a month. There's been not a mention. We went from her mentioning it almost every time we talked because of all the problems, her trying to square it away and work it out and all the evil that was involved in it, to suddenly I just let it go. And I just said, Lord, your will be done. I'm not going to chase this down. If that's our money, then you're going to have to get it to us. No different than if those are our bags and you want them, you got to get them to us. And he did. I didn't have to go pry them out of the hands of the customs department. I just had to wait for God's timing. And I told Lisa yesterday that I'm not ever going to mention the money to her directly again. I'm not going to say, hey, is everything okay? Have you changed your mind? Is the bank, you know, still? I'm not going to ask her, did the money ever mature from that one account? I'm not touching it at all. I said, honey, if God wants us to have that money, we will have it. There's going to be zero manipulation on my part, zero reminding on my part. I said, we look to God. Humans will fail us. Humans change their mind. Humans are susceptible to Satan. They're susceptible to their flesh. They're susceptible to emotions. Humans are susceptible to Satan. They're susceptible to their flesh. They're susceptible to emotions. Humans can have willingness, but no ability. Then they can have the ability and the willingness can dry up. And I said, we are not going to look to anybody but God. And I told her the story of George Mueller, never going to look for his money box, but always trusting that God would move on somebody else's heart to go get the money that was given to him to bring to him and his wife. And many times they had to get down to the last few pieces of bread. And then there'd be the knock at the door. Oh, Brother Mueller, I forgot to tell you. I went and checked the money box today for you and this is in there. And you see God working all that out. And he's giving me this kind of faith that he's developing this track record. You know, Brother Mueller, by the time he can go up on deck of a steamship and tell the captain, listen, this fog is going to move because I've never missed an appointment in 50 years. I've only got, like, let's just face it, 10 years of being in ministry doing this. So I've got about a fifth of the time under faith. And actually, let's just say 13 years, because I started in 2009, you know, when I totally surrendered and I started trusting God. But then, of course, it really starts to cause me to have to trust him when the divorce happens in 2010. So right now, I'm at 12 years of trusting God, just over 12 years. So when she filed for divorce in July of 2010, that means that that's when the Lord really started challenging me to trust him and obey him. So I'm right at 12 years. So I'm thankful that when I look at George Mueller and I realize he had several more decades than me, that means my faith will grow as well. I will continue to grow, and I can just have a lifetime of seeing God never stop coming through for me. And I'm just so happy right now. I'm so happy for all the tears I've cried over the years on this trail here, and all the times I've cried out to God, and I just look back on all those moments and I think, wow, I'm here right now, standing in victory, standing in life, standing in the hope of Jesus Christ, standing in the grace of Jesus Christ. After all these times of coming out here on this mountain and crying out to him and being desperate before Him, lowly before Him, praising before Him, Him giving me guidance. The living God has guided me to this very moment. This very moment that I stand here right now in possession of everything that I have in my heart, everything that I have in my circumstances, my wife, my daughter, my son Tyler, the tiny house in New Zealand, the bags, the hope, the dream of a beautiful marriage, the beautiful marriage that we do have that is just incredible and so indescribable, my best friend in the whole world, the most remarkable woman I could have ever imagined God giving me as a wife. And I'm just so, so thankful. And this testimony that just continues to teach us all so much about the ways of God, the faithfulness of God. He just is so pleased to continue to reveal Himself in this story and reveal more and more of His hand in living time, real time. I'm just so thankful for this. So thankful for this whole testimony. God has done such an amazing thing. I just feel so restful. I mean, Lisa even mentioned something about, you know, hopefully it's not, you know, hopefully it's not September 11 next year, but she said it in such a carefree way. She's like, well, I know, you know, we can do that. We can make it. And you just, you hear Lisa saying something like that and you're like, what did she just say? She just basically said she could go another year. And of course we can. When God gives you the grace, suddenly I just feel like, yes, Lord, if you want us to go another year, we can do it. What's another year? We'll get through it. It'll be long from today, but before you know it, it'll be here. Years pass by so quick these days. And if we need to wait another year to maximize God's glory, so be it. We can do it. We can do next year. And we just have this, I just have this grace. I just know that we can do this. I know that we can do this. And I'm just so, so amazed and so thankful for God. It's like I just don't even want this recording to end right now. We don't believe that the Lord pointed as many dates, and this is where I'm going to stand on this now, is I believe it's both. I believe God is giving us grace in our heart, but I also believe the circumstances are going to change. And the reason is because all 21 dates that are pointing to 9/11 are circumstantial. They're not regarding something that we felt in our heart. They're regarding something that happened in real life. The fact that it was 777 days ago yesterday since Lisa sent me her first testimonial video, the fact that yesterday was 555 days since Lisa sent me that second profound faith-filled email that really caused me to take note of her, those things are not coincidence. There is no way. It's like Lisa said, if those were the only two dates of the 21, you cannot doubt that that was done just like, oh, that's neat. No, that has meaning to it. Just like the bags arriving 777 days. Every one of these dates, they have an event connected to them. So I don't believe that what happened on 9/11 is just grace in the heart and there's going to be no circumstantial change. It just may be that the Lord is giving us a lifting up as promised on that date so that we're not in defeat and so that He can begin to exalt our hearts in grace before the enemy, etc. But this is really so amazing. I am so, so very thankful for this whole experience. Maybe He wanted us to see that the most important thing for us to testify to other people about is this, His internal grace, not the changing of His circumstances. Because God doesn't change the circumstances for everybody. Just like Thomas Boston taught in The Crook in the Law, that the lifting up does not happen for all Christians in this life, but it's guaranteed in the life to come. Not everybody will see a lifting up out of their circumstances. It has to be, I mean, look at Lazarus, the rich man in Lazarus story. That guy clearly got no lifting up in this life. And then he goes from exactly what Boston points out. He goes from the lowest possible position to the highest possible position. He went not just to heaven, he went to Abraham's bosom. He's sitting out begging. So not everybody gets a lifting up in this life. And even if we get a lifting up, it'll have weights on it. And again, maybe God wants people to see the grace internally comes first, and that's how He prefers it. And then He can change the circumstances. He doesn't ever want our relationship with Him, our praise to Him, our thanksgiving to Him, our trust in Him to be dependent upon the circumstances changing. What if He doesn't change them? Then what? So today we see the circumstances haven't changed, but we are so blessed in our hearts, so feeling the rest and trust and love of God. I feel loved by God today, and yet He didn't give me what I wanted. That is a miracle that I think is a higher glory to Him than just a plane ticket showed up on September 11, a visa, or whatever door is going to open for me to go to New Zealand. That's a greater miracle if we've understood God and what He's working for. That's clear as day in the New Covenant. Old Covenant is always the external, visible grace and blessing. New Covenant is almost always primarily, first, the internal, invisible grace. So perhaps it's one of those things where God shows in our heart His grace that we have passed the test. We are mature and complete now. Perseverance has finished its good work in this, lacking nothing. And now He will be able to lift us up. And that will be just amazing. That will be just amazing. It will make me feel so much more joy about receiving the gift, knowing that it's like I received the grace for the gift in advance, or the grace in place of the gift in advance. I guess it could be like the heavenly grace that comes upon a martyr who's dying for Jesus, and they're able to sing in their suffering. And that's a heavenly deposit of grace that's a reflection of the destination that they're headed to, which is heaven. So they get the grace before they get to destination. That's remarkable to think about. And so I'm excited. Now I'm starting to think about, what is He going to do? I know I'm going to New Zealand. I've known it for a long time. And again, the timing of it's going to be precise. It'll be amazing. Amazing timing. But how exciting for me to even have this kind of a testimony, to even have realized that God was doing all these things, and dates and times when the Holy Spirit told me that one day, all the way back in 2012, count the days. And since then, wow, 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 the discoveries that have been made, and all the need to obey, and all the starts and stops and move forward and wait, and all that stuff is just amazing. It's just amazing what God has done. I am just so happy, so thankful for what my Father has done. I'm just going to be thankful to Him, keep my eyes on Him, and be very careful to obey Him, be very careful what I put, you know, in front of me, before my eyes and ears, everything from comments, videos, YouTubes, you name it. I'm going to be very careful to keep my mind. I feel so beautiful right now. It feels like the blessing of God is smiling upon us. Oh, 8:28 as I grab my phone while I'm making this recording. Wow, I mean, man, that is so cool. I just mentioned this twice this morning in today's message to Lisa. I looked down and saw that I was 8 minutes and 28 seconds into my recording. And then I looked up immediately after and saw that on September 10th evening, He talks about the person who lets go and understands that God works all things together for the good. And that somehow, oh, that's just amazing. That's just amazing. And then I decide, oh yeah, I think I'll just end the recording, and it's 8:28. I'm just going to shut up now. That is amazing. Praise the Lord.